What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are, the end of 2025 and the final two HMTs for this year. Man, it has been one hell of a ride so far. However, let's go ahead and put the question out. Who's going to be the first man to put the mask on in 2026? Yeah, gentlemen, with everything that's going on so far, more and more men are definitely about to punch some tickets. I'm telling you, this is going to be one hell of a ride. The termination train is about to collect a whole lot of souls in 2026. With that being said, let's get to today's article that was published on the 26th of December. Prominent California farmer arrested in shooting deletion of his estranged wife. My, my, my. It would seem that this farmer decided to put his wife out to pasture permanently. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Michael Abadi, a high-profile figure in the California farming community, is facing a first-degree termination charge following the shooting deletion of his estranged wife, Carrie Ann Abadi, in Arizona. The arrest follows a reported period of financial tension between the couple as they navigated a pending divorce after more than three decades of marriage. Gentlemen, we all know what this means. Michael Abadi was taken into custody in El Centro, California, and booked on Tuesday into jail while awaiting extradition to Arizona. Investigators believe Michael drove to Pin Top, Arizona on November 20th and fatally shot Carrie at her family's vacation home. Carrie had moved to the mountain community following the couple's split. Local authorities previously searched Michael's Southern California home on December 2nd as part of the ongoing investigation. The couple married in 1992 and had three children. However, they separated in 2023, leading to a divorce proceeding that highlighted a lifestyle of international travel and multiple properties across California, Arizona, and Wyoming. Put a pin right there, gentlemen. In a statement released Wednesday, attorneys for Michael said he has, quote unquote, devoted himself to his family, to his work, and to his community, and confirmed he will be entering a not guilty plea. His legal team, also expressed that they are, quote unquote, deeply concerned about his health, noting he suffers from medical conditions that require specialized care. Regarding the financial dispute, Carrie had written in court filings that she was, quote unquote, barely scraping by each month and was performing manual labor to maintain the Arizona property. On the other hand, Michael's family law attorney, Lee Hajanomowski, wrote that, quote unquote, the income available at this time does not warrant any increase in the amount to which the parties stipulated, let alone an increase to $30,000 a month. Michael remains in custody in California, pending his transfer to Navajo County, Arizona. Once extradited, he is expected to appear in court to formally enter his plea. The investigation into the timeline and logistics of the November 20th shooting continues as prosecutors build their case for a first-degree termination charge. Well, well, well. So, let's go ahead and spin the block on the very obvious thing she wanted to do. Clean him out. Yeah. Now, they emphasized the lifestyle that she was living. Now, we all know what word that is, gentlemen. Accustomed. She became accustomed to his lifestyle. So she wanted to continue it at 59 after they divorced. Yeah, right. No. No. They had previously agreed to a set amount, but then she decided, I want to increase it to $30,000 a month. Oh my God, I actually have to do manual labor at the property. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to pay more illegals to do that for me. Yeah, right. No. No. So, of course, I called it the Cuckafornia cleaner divorce. That's what she was after. She wanted to take all his money. However, he said, nah, bitch, till death do we part. And guess what? I'm going to make that happen. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he drove to where she was. I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. Somebody had to find her carcass, so I'm going to give that the standard 40. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give that a 15. So Michael, madman, a body, gets a score of 75. Once again, ladies, when you decide that you're going to file for divorce, you're going to declare war on your husband using the state as your enforcer, that quote unquote gun in a glass case, you better be ready to protect your life when you decide you're going to fuck up your soon-to-be ex-husband's life. Because a lot of men, when faced with divorce, some men, unfortunately, they take themselves out of the equation, i.e. self-terminate. The vast majority of men, they just give in because they know it's going to be one hell of a long legal battle that's going to drain them financially, mentally, and sometimes even physically. So they just give in. However, I'm not focusing on those groups of men. No. I'm focusing on the group of men like Mr. Abadi, the men who decide till death do we part. I'm putting on the mask. Yep, yep, yep. And once again, ladies, you think that once you decide to file those papers, that somehow the police are just going to be able to magically be there when your husband snaps. Oh, the police are going to be there. Oh, that's going to keep him from coming after me. Yeah, no, no. Nope. See, Mr. Abadi decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and join the three hots in a cot retirement club. But I'm going to make sure your ass is pushing up daisies. And he followed through. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who continue and will continue to believe that no matter what you do, your husband is going to restrain himself and let you just walk all over him, rob him at pretty much at gunpoint of the state. No, you women better understand this. And you better understand this crystally. And I do mean crystally damn clear. The power, once again, that you believe that you have from the state, it always goes out. Feminism and believing that the Duluth model is going to keep that man at bay, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, Mr. Abadi fell into the category of men that make up this series. The men who said, you know what? I no longer fear the consequences of my actions, so I'm going to take action. Which, guess what, ladies? That's going to be a bloody life-ending action for you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.